share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 12th of September, the Education Minister Dr. Radzi Jidan took to a media conference to announce the latest SOPs and matters relating to the reopening of schools. In the said press conference, he has said that the next schooling year will begin in March 2022. He elaborated that January and February will be used as intervention months in whereby students who are lagging behind in studies will get to catch up in order to move on to the next standard form. The minister also elaborated on the specifics of how learning will be conducted after the previous conference, in which he announced that schools will reopen on 3 or the 4th of October. Students who are in Phase 1 states will be continuing their studies online. As for Phase 2 states, primary and secondary school students will be continuing their studies online except for special needs students, primary and secondary, and students who will be taking major examinations in the near future without rotation. In Phase 3 states, primary school students are to continue having classes online while secondary school students who will be having major examinations in the near future will be having physical classes. Secondary students who will be sitting for international exams or SPM, SVM, STAM and STPM exam takers will be allowed to go for physical classes on a rotation basis. Special needs students, primary and secondary, along with preschool and private kindergarten students will be allowed to go back to physical classes without rotation. As for Phase 4 states, the continuation of physical learning will work a little differently as there is a change every 2 weeks from the 3rd of October to the 11th of December. Hence, it would be easier to look at this timeline provided by the Ministry of Education. Timeline of the reopening of schools, primary, in Phase 4 states. While the first 2 weeks between the period of the 3rd of October to the 18th of October seems to follow how schooling will be conducted in Phase 3 states, the subsequent 2 weeks that follow, the 18th of October to the 1st of November, will introduce physical classes on a rotational basis to primary students in Standard 1, 2, 3 and secondary students in Form 3 and 4 who are taking public exams in both government and private schools. During this time, students sitting for international exams will also be introduced to physical classes on a rotational basis. Meanwhile, students in Paralahan, Form 1 and Form 2 will be having online classes. Between the period of the 1st of November and the 11th of December, primary students in Standard 4, 5, 6 will be introduced to physical classes on a rotational basis. Students in boarding schools will start fully attending physical classes without rotations. Other students, including those in private, international and expatriate schools, will also be introduced to physical classes on a rotational basis. Timeline of the reopening of schools, secondary, in Phase 4 states. It should be noted that rotation means separating a class into two groups. One group will be having physical classes while the other will have online classes. The two groups will take turns every week to have physical classes. What do you think about this plan? Let us know in the comments. Also read, no more last-minute SOPs for uni students, Syed Siddiq gives 4 suggestions to MOHE. Source. Astro Awani Source. Dr. Radzi Jidan L. Facebook Source. Mo Source. Mo. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.